It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Not much happened, right? Come on in, stay a while. Boys are here, ready to go. Whew, it's a busy weekend. A lot of things going on. We asked a poll question last week, and we only put it up for a little while, and it was a snarky poll question. More likely to appear in the Super Bowl next year. And we put Russell Wilson and Tom Brady there. Well, this is before Tom Brady announced he was coming back. Most of you, of course, said Russell Wilson. How would you vote on that today? That might be our poll question. NFL offseason's gotten off to a crazy start. So you had Russ going to Denver, Amari Cooper, now with the Cleveland Browns, Khalil Mack with the Chargers. That's happened in the last 2 weeks. Aaron Rodgers drama. We finally put an end to that. And then it got crazier as Tom Brady announced yesterday that he would come back and play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Should this be a big surprise? Brady led the league in passing yards, passing touchdowns last year. Can't say he's slowing down. And then you look at the rest of the NFC. There aren't a lot of great quarterbacks to scare you. Now, you do have Aaron Rodgers there. Not sure what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson and Matthew Stafford and the Rams. But Tampa's roster is still pretty good. They do have 24 free agents, but Tom Brady giving the Buccaneers a heads up, a head start to try to re-sign these free agents, because I think the approach would be different. If Brady wasn't coming back and Blaine Gabbert was your quarterback, are you going to be all in? The timing of this was very important. So you're a strong contender. You went from 20-1 odds to win the Super Bowl to now 10-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. And maybe we'll see a Peyton Manning-like ending to Tom Brady's Hall of Fame career. I wasn't surprised yesterday. I was more surprised. So if I ask you this question today, were you more surprised when he announced he was retiring? Were you more surprised that he announced that he was coming back? I was more surprised that he retired, because if you look at the numbers, he could have easily won the MVP. He threw for 5,000 yards. He led the league in touchdown passes, and they almost beat the Rams. I mean, if you go back when he won the Super Bowl, so let's say you're Tom Brady, and I'm trying to figure all of this out. By the way, we say good morning to those watching on Peacock, or those listening as well, our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio. You can download the Peacock app, watch this show for free. Got a lot of things to talk about. The bracket challenge we have. You can be involved in this. And I'll tell you what we have gift-wise that we're going to give away to those who finish in the top three or four. Some of our sponsors stepped up big, as you'd come to expect here, and I'll tell you about that coming up. So, Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And then I thought, okay, check. I did it without Belichick. I did it without the Patriots. I built this on my own. Now, there's no argument. Like, I am the GOAT. I might be the GOAT of all GOATs. And then he probably goes, all right, so what's left? I still have that competitive desire. I can play at a high level. Play one more year. Maybe one more Super Bowl. And then I start to think about what I'm going to do the latter part of my life here. The second part of my life. Second half. Podcast with Jim Gray, Larry Fitzgerald, The Man in the Arena, documentary, still got TB12. I'm going to be busy. And then the season ends in the way it ended. And he's got to go, we're better than the Rams. We should have won. But the plan's in place. I told Giselle I'd give it one more try. I wanted to win one more Super Bowl. And it's, you know, I liken it to the guy who plans a wedding. We see this all the time where you go, man, that guy bolted. That guy didn't get married. So you have a year buildup to getting married. You know, you meet with the photographer. What are we going to have at the rehearsal dinner? Flowers. Honey, what do you want the invitation to look like? You know, how are we going to set up? How many are we inviting? And then all of a sudden you go, wait, what? This is the rest of my life? Hold on here. And it's almost like it's the reverse for Brady. He was planning retirement. Okay, I'm going to retire. Then he goes, no. Got to the altar and went, no, this isn't what I want. I'd like to see other people, at least for another year if I can. So Brady's back, and I was more surprised when he retired than he unretired. The fact that they go from 20-1 to 10-1, I don't know if there's another player that would have those kind of odds jump in your favor to win a Super Bowl. Now, if Aaron Rodgers had gone to Denver, I would have been curious what Denver's odds would have been. Although Denver, I think, has top five odds with Russell Wilson here. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. I couldn't help but think of Blaine Gabbert. Here's Blaine Gabbert, Brady's backup. He's got to be thinking, yep, I'll be a starting quarterback again. Take over for Tom. I'm back. And then all of a sudden, probably heard, did you hear about Tom? What? Tom's over in England watching a Manchester United soccer match with the Glazers. Now you start to go, wait, what's he doing over there? Oh, this is probably on his wish list, his bucket list. I always wanted to see a game, Manchester United. And all of a sudden, there's this picture with him and Cristiano Ronaldo. And Ronaldo says, are you done? And Brady can't answer. He can't lie to CR7. And so he doesn't say anything. And I went, oh, my God. I thought he was asking for permission from the Glazers face-to-face to be traded to the San Francisco 49ers. That's what I thought. And then it turns out he probably said, out of respect, I want to come over, I want to talk to you, and I want to let you know that I want to come back. Maybe. But I started to think, Mike Florio might be right that Brady would be coming back to play for the San Francisco 49ers. That was a big topic yesterday, certainly with our listeners, because Mike Florio says he'll take a pie to the face if Brady doesn't end up with the 49ers this year. Florio joins us on the program tomorrow. We'll check in with the Buccaneers coming up here. We will discuss March Madness. Oh, Fritzy was on fire this morning. Tom Brady hijacked March Madness Selection Sunday. Go ahead, Tom.
I didn't like it. I understand that decisions have to be made and free agents and who's coming back to the Bucks and where everyone's going. But the unofficial period from what I was looking at starts today, and then the official free agency period starts 2 days from now. So I'm not sure what the difference is between Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and this morning or this afternoon, how that would alter significantly who's going to be playing with them on the Bucks this season.
But it hijacked a TV show.
Yeah, but it's 1 day a year. It's Selection Sunday. It's the brackets. Does it have to be Selection Sunday / Tom Brady's unretiring? Does it really? You really have to do that?
What if Brady did it on Thursday, first day of the full games?
That would be terrible too.
That's worse.
And he couldn't wait till Thursday anyway, because this is Wednesday starts the free agency thing. I just think that.
Well, if he did it Wednesday, then you would say, oh, he's hijacking the games. They start tomorrow.
You know what he could do? He could hijack the first four or the second four games Tuesday or Wednesday. But on Selection Sunday, really?
Do you think if Tom Brady did not unretire, that all we're talking about is March Madness today?
No, but I have a problem with the 1 day a year that's Selection Sunday, that it doesn't have, they don't have to share the news or be dwarfed by Brady's retirement. It didn't have to be yesterday.
There was no drama yesterday.
It's still exciting. You're still watching the brackets.
No, because it's exciting because you love it when I go, and the Yale Bulldogs are going to play
the Purdue Boilermakers.
Yes.
That's fun to me when they go, and St. Peter's has a date with
you,
the Kentucky Wildcats.
But you can still do it. He didn't take that away from you.
Just leave Selection Sunday. No. Let it be on the sports calendar alone. And then this morning or noon or whatever, just then you could say it today. I don't know why it had to be yesterday. Someone would have to convince me why it had to be yesterday.
When did you become Billy Buzzkill?
I'm a little curmudgeon a little bit.
I know.
A little get off my lawn-ish.
I know.
That bothered me. The first thing I thought of wasn't like, he's coming back. It was like, really? You're announcing this on Selection Sunday? How much attention do you need?
Yes, yeah, see.
Well, it's not like, I mean, Selection Sunday is like a made-for-TV event.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not like he had to be, you know, Tom, well, what's CBS's TV schedule right now? Do they have any programming I don't want to counter?
Do you think Brady was going, well, the Players' Championship is going on. I don't want to interrupt golf.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
I think he likes the standalone date of announcing something.
No, because
he was upset when it got leaked.
No, he's so big, it's going to stand alone. If nobody cared about Brady, it wouldn't, you know, then it wouldn't be a standalone story.
I don't know, March 13th is Selection Sunday. Monday, March 14th, that was the day Tom Brady announced he was coming back. And then everybody gets their day.
Okay, but did you come up with mock headlines for March Madness? Or did you come up with mock headlines in a limerick for Tom Brady?
I have mock headlines in a limerick for Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. What about the love of the tournament?
That's what I said. He hijacked Selection Sunday. Now it's all about Tom Brady. That
okay.
doesn't change my point at all.
Okay.
All about Selection Sunday until he had to say, why don't I also say I'm retiring on the day of the brackets coming
out?
Well,
really? Why don't you give – is that Tom Brady's voice there, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
That was a very good impression.
Why don't you give us your Tom Brady limerick?
It was the day for Selection Sunday brackets, but someone else just had to make a racket. Tom Brady threw us for loops, hijacking college hoops. Sitting at home, he just couldn't hack it.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay.
Angry Fritzy. Let's go.
That's how I feel. Sorry.
Paulie's got his Tampa Bay t-shirt on. I like that.
That's contraband.
Yeah.
Trademark still pending. I checked yesterday.
I know. Paulie goes, hey, he still hadn't trademarked Tampa Bay. I said, let's not, you know, kick the dog here. You know, it's been sleeping and everything's good. I don't want to hear from the pit bull again. Yes, Paulie.
I did talk to a trademark lawyer way back when.
Oh, okay.
If it came down to it, we would have absolutely won this case. Because we posted it before Brady posted it.
Yeah.
And it's a public domain. We would have absolutely won.
Hmm.
Hopefully he's focused on football now and focused on lawsuits.
Yeah, I can't do cease and desist again from Tampa Bay. We have merch madness. If you go to danpatrick.com, you buy a Pie Slam a Jamma t-shirt. You get 50% off any other shirt. So go to danpatrick.com. We've got a sale on. And, you know, we love to kind of settle bets around here with a pie to the face. So we came up with Pie Slam a Jamma.
Yes. You buy 64 t-shirts, you get the next one half off.
Bonus.
Is that what it is? Yeah, it's like a full bracket worth
of
shirts.
All right.
Just kidding.
And the bracket challenge, the perfect college basketball playoff bracket. You got Traeger stepped up, Link Soul stepped up, Callaway, Panini trading cards. All of these are gifts that we have for those who are going to be in our Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Go to danpatrick.com, sign up for the newsletter to enter, get information on all the rules here. This program is brought to you by the great folks at M-Drive. Convenient protein powder for driven guys. Gives you all that energy and that nutrition to keep you going on your busy day. Visit mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. All right, so what's the poll question?
Well, we could go with the one that you had just presented earlier, which was I was more surprised when Tom Brady retired or Tom Brady unretired.
Okay.
We also have best quarterback signing this offseason. Russell Wilson to Denver, Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, bombshell, or you have the Commanders in Carson Wentz.
The Kirk Cousins stuff is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. I'm going to need a little time to tell you about that with Kirk D. Cousins. Damn, is he a great businessman. Not a great quarterback, but he's a great businessman. Yeah, Paul.
Maybe he should be the general manager of the team.
Wow.
And not someone else quarterback.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Check in with the Buccaneers. Also, I'll tell you about the TV schedule and how it affects the Buccaneers, Tom Brady, and some of the matchups he's going to have this upcoming season. And, you know, I think you can max out at 6 primetime games. I think you can maybe flex into a 7th, but I think it's 6 primetime games. I don't think that they were going to have 6 primetime games with Blaine Gabbert as the quarterback, but with Tom Brady, he's back in primetime. And we'll talk about that schedule coming up. Just getting started. Phone calls are always welcome every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. Have those for you. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Off and running. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Tax filing deadline around the corner. And with it brings IRS scammers looking to steal your money and personal information. And even file a false tax return and get the money back. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. Every day, we put our information at risk on the internet. In an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours, sometimes even harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If you have access to a dedicated restoration specialist, then you know you become a victim. But LifeLock is there to help you. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. And that'll allow you to save up to 25%. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Poppy.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our crack staff, I think we already have our newest Tom Brady-related T-shirt ready to go. Are we defining it as that, Seton, that this is a Tom Brady-related? Or is it we don't know who we're referring to with our Never Say Never T-shirt?
I don't, what do you
exactly,
that's mean? What
I, we also have a T-shirt, Family Over Football. Or is it football over family?
I think. The words just, when I wrote it up, it was just happened to be that way, that football was atop of family.
Mm, okay.
No innuendo.
Okay. Brains, beauty, athleticism, they all come together with Mercedes-Benz. Their family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting for you at your local dealer. Let's bring in the popular Rick Stroud. I didn't think I'd be talking to Rick probably the rest of my life. He covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times, host Sports Day Tampa Bay podcast. I think those were my last words to you, Rick. And here you are, just like Brady, you're back. If I would have asked you on Friday that Tom Brady is coming back or he's going to stay retired, what would you have said?
Retired. Yeah. Yeah. It's this whole thing is weird, man. I can't get used to the time change. It's Jason Light savings time right now. Right. I mean, it's like 2020. Like I woke up and they did it all over again. Right. They got remarried. You know, there was always a chance. Right. I mean, people I talked to close to Brady said, hey, give him 90 days. Well, he only needed 40. And I don't think, you know, the timing is not coincidental. I mean, you know, we're starting at noon today, a period where any team can reach a deal with any free agent from another team. And so, you know, Tom obviously wants to win. If he wants to win, he's got to keep his guys in. We've already seen a deal done for Ryan Jensen, which was probably a little bit of a savings. I think Jensen could have gotten $15 million a year. He comes back for $13 million. To play with Brady. And you're going to see a lot of signings, I think, really in the next few hours even for the Bucs to retain as many of their guys as they can. And, of course, they got the draft and their own free agency to deal with.
Are you more surprised that he retired or that he unretired?
I think I was a little more surprised that he retired. And it might have to do with why he's not retired now. And that is, Dan, he was playing as good a football as he has ever played. I mean, the tape shows it. The arm strength was certainly there. He led the league in passing, you know, 5,316 yards, 43 touchdowns. Hell, they should have won that last game. He brought him back, you know, down 24 or whatever it was. They tie it up with under a minute to go. And if not for some really bad defense down the stretch, you know, the Rams kick the field goal and win. But if the Bucs win that game, they're hosting San Francisco, right? And maybe they go on and win the Super Bowl. And I think Tom realized that, and he said it. I mean, I don't know what unfinished business you could have, but he's found some. And I think that he just felt like when he gets to September, he's going to know he should be playing football. And, you know, that decision needed to be made, and it needed to be made, you know, before today.
I wonder if he had won another Super Bowl this past year. Yeah. That would have been the finality to this. That he's always going to have unfinished business unless he wins the Super Bowl. But then, you know, that's where you want to come back because you just won the Super Bowl. So it never ends unless it's injury. But, you know, he's healthy. And that's what I wonder about how he comes up with the now I'm ready to retire.
I don't know. And we talked about this when he did retire. You know, the great ones are always the ones that don't know when to leave the party. You know, the lights are on and the vacuum cleaners are going and they're still there at the bar. And, you know, Tom Brady can still sling it. You know, he can still do it. And he's taking a risk. Let's be honest. You know, he could have walked away on top, maybe not after the confetti. I think the thought was they wouldn't win a Super Bowl in their first year, but maybe their second. And they kind of did it in reverse. Right. But the fact is that, you know, he could get hurt and we might, you know, God forbid he looks like Ben Roethlisberger at some point. I mean, these are all things we don't know what the last image of Tom Brady will be. We know what, you know, how he played in the final game against the Rams last year, but we don't know how this is going to go. And so he's taking a risk, but it's a calculated one. And I think that he's pretty comfortable knowing the landscape of the NFC, especially the NFC South. They can absolutely win this division. But they have a brutal schedule. They play in Germany. They play a ton of playoff teams, Cincinnati, the Rams, you know, Baltimore, all these teams. And it's going to be a tougher road this year. They go, you know, it's not going to be easy for them for sure.
How does Brady coming back change the direction of this team? If Blaine Gabbert's the quarterback, what is the direction as opposed to Tom Brady?
Downward. I mean, nothing against Blaine Gabbert.
Like a rebuild?
Yeah, well, yep, kind of. I mean, for sure. I think what they would have done, you know, look, I know they were in the talks for Deshaun Watson, but Bruce Arians, when I talked to him yesterday, said he just didn't think that was going to happen. Now, whether that's ownership or compensation, he was not confident they were going to get Deshaun Watson. So they would have signed another free agent, you know, whether that's Teddy Bridgewater or somebody else to compete with Blaine and try to bring along Kyle Trask. I mean, they like Kyle Trask. He just simply hasn't played. He had a redshirt year last year. Barely got to practice at times. And so Kyle gets another redshirt year. Maybe he progresses to be the backup. But I think, you know, it would have looked totally different. And, you know, and some of these players like Ryan Jensen may not have come back and Gronk wouldn't have come back. And so I think it's a big difference between rebuild and reload or remodel. You know, they were saying remodel. It was a rebuild. When you're talking about the quarterback position, I mean, look how many teams are looking for them. You know, so from that standpoint, I think they did the right thing here.
If I gave you one question to ask to Brady, knowing that he would give you an honest answer,
what was the tipping point? What was that moment, right, where you said, I have to play? You know, I know there's a lot of talk about his family. Really, the offseason was just like it's always been. You know, he does a lot of traveling, spends a lot of time with family. There's a perception that, you know, Giselle wants him to quit. Maybe she does. She's annoyed by that, from what I understand, by the way, that that's not the case, that, you know, she does not want to be the one to, you know, to tell Tom when he's supposed to end his career because he loves what he does. There's concern, obviously, but he loves what he does. So I would just want to know, what was that clarity moment that you had? Were you watching TV? Did you, you know, did it annoy you when Russell Wilson went, you know, from Seattle, you know, to Denver? I mean, like, what was that moment that made you say, yeah, you know what, I'm coming back because I know I can whip these guys' butts?
Well, I guess I'll be seeing more of you, Rick, or you'll be seeing more of us. But thanks for joining us as always, bud.
Hey, send me a T-shirt, man. You know, I'd love to get one. What are the new slogans now?
Never say never.
Never say never.
Never like say it. Never. Are you a large or extra large, Rick?
Oh, I'm an extra large. Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, all right. We'll take care of that. You need TB12. You need to get on the TB12 regimen.
Hey, well, now I got a whole year to do it again. You know, like we had COVID, we had all these things, and I got my call in Alex Guerrero, so I'm ready to go, man.
Thank you, Rick. That's Rick Stroud. He covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. Yeah, it's interesting because you kind of talk yourself into things or you talk yourself out of things. I think he had to talk himself into retiring. Remember, the story broke over the weekend. And, you know, he said, his agent said, his dad said, hey, there's nothing official. And then it's like, damn, it's already out there. You know, Tom wanted a big rollout here. Now, if you were going to do Instagram or whatever it's going to be, it's like a big rollout here. And he didn't get that. And then he said to Jim Gray, no, we haven't made any decision on Monday night. And then Tuesday, all of a sudden, that's it. Tom's retiring. And it was sped up a little bit there. And then I think he was like, God, I don't know. Because it felt like he kept leaving the window open. It wasn't even a window. It was like, you know, the whole house, all the windows were open. You're like, I don't know. I don't know. He kept going, you know, we'll see. Never say never. And I kept going, that doesn't sound like somebody who's retired. Yeah, Seton.
But you only make it 6 weeks in retirement. Then why even retire at all in the first place?
I know.
It was only 6 weeks.
I know. It was bad.
That means 6 weeks ago you were like, I don't know. I don't know if I really want to retire. I think I want to come back.
You know, when your wife said, are you having a good time? And you go, yeah, I'm having a good time. You know, Giselle probably every morning, you know, Tommy, are you happy? Yeah, yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy. And then she walks out of the room and he's like, I'm miserable. It's nice spending quality time with your family. But sometimes they need to spend quality time without you because they're so used to it, because that's what dad does. When I left ESPN and I came home and I had to sit out for 6 months with a non-compete is what they call it. And I was out and I'm sitting at home with the dog on the front porch. And I went, yeah, I made the right decision. I probably called Paulie every day. Like, what did I do? What am I doing?
I was just thinking about your situation 2 minutes ago. And think about when you left ESPN, you knew you had another radio show starting in less than 3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't finality in any way. You knew you had an uphill battle project, but it's apples and oranges. I was wondering with Brady in the past month and a half, he's probably got like a really disciplined physical routine between food and exercise. Now there's, except for the business, there's no reason to. I wonder what he would do differently, like working out, meeting with Alex Guerrero when you don't play football anymore.
Oh, I think he would stay on that diet, that regimen.
But I wonder about the workouts.
He would still do it because that's business. When he looks good, his business looks good. You know, he can't let himself go.
But I wonder if he took like, well, you know what? Instead of 6 days a week, I could cut it down to four because there's no training camp coming up and I could travel to England and not work out.
I can't see that happening.
The dad bod era of or always was, wasn't he?
Yeah. He had a dad bod before he was a dad. Yes.
That's when I saw him in England at the Manchester United game. I was like, oh, he's probably over there working some kind of like NFT deal or something with Ronaldo. And that was like the whole point, the whole autograph thing or whatever. But I didn't think it was going to lead to the next day him announcing his comeback.
Yeah, I think I honestly thought that he was there meeting with the Glazer family. They own the Buccaneers. And he was going to say to them, can I have your blessing to go to San Francisco? You know, that's the team I grew up loving. You know, I did give you guys a Super Bowl. We should have won a Super Bowl last year. But I'm going to play one more year, and I'd love to go to San Francisco to do it. Can I have your blessing? That's what I thought he was doing. And as it turns out, he was probably just saying, you know, I want to come back for one more year. I've got Brady and the Rams. They play. Brady and Rodgers will meet again. Brady and Mahomes will meet again. Brady and Joe Burrow, first time that they'll meet. Brady goes against the Steelers again. Brady will be playing, I think, at the Niners this year. Brady against Buffalo again. This will be the 19th time. He's 16-2 against the Buffalo Bills. That's a pretty tough schedule that he's, you know, that's what I mentioned with Aaron Rodgers. Look at the schedule. You play the AFC East, NFC East, and you play that division. Why wouldn't you come back? I mean, that's great. Like, that's easy. That's NFC, hosting NFC title game stuff there. Now, we've seen Rodgers and the Packers do that before, and it didn't turn out well. But if you're looking at, I got a pretty good path here. And we still don't know how long Aaron Rodgers is signed up for, because they haven't made that official yet. Everybody says 4 years, $200 million. We just know he's back. And I know Rodgers loves to, you know, have semantics at his fingertips. But is he going to be for 4 years? Is it, you know, guaranteed four? Is it 2 plus 2, 3 plus 1? So we'll get some phone calls in here. Also, Brady's last touchdown pass. Oops. We'll talk about that coming up. Al in Atlanta leads us off. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Best of the weekend. Brackets being back. Baseball coming back. It's so much fun. Already just bottled up, ready to explode. So happy, so happy. Except for it now, it just puts an actual end date on the day that I can wear all of my Atlanta championship garb. And worst of the weekend, Tommy ruining everybody else's Sundays in the NFC South. Like, the Falcons supposed to have an easy road, Dan. What happened now?
Oh, yeah. There's no such thing as an easy road for the Atlanta Falcons. Plus, if Deshaun Watson goes to New Orleans or Carolina, then that spices up the division. Albert Breer joined us next hour. We'll talk about Deshaun Watson, that situation. I know Colin Kaepernick is still holding out hope that he will get a chance to play again this year. Don't see that happening, but then never say never. Morgan in Maryland. Morgan's back. Hi, Morgan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, great, great.
All right, so best and worst of the weekend. Worst, Tom Brady. Like, I'm just really annoyed because, I mean, why go through the whole dog and pony show? Like, thank you so much to the Patriots and the Bucks for my time and yada, yada, yada. You can't even call it a comeback or retirement. He went on, like, a long vacation. What is the point?
But, Morgan, if Tom Brady was your husband, what would your reaction be if Tom said he was retiring but then he was going to come back?
I'd be like, you know what? I've probably been annoyed with him for the past 6 weeks, so just go do it. Just go do it. I don't even care.
Okay.
At that point, you know? And then best of the weekend, I got one of my BT show shirts in, and it combines two of my favorite things, USA and the Dan Patrick Show. I got the 1980 Miracle Award.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you, Morgan. There's some people on your bandwagon there, Todd, with the Tom Brady is the ultimate bracket buster.
I like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because he ruined Selection Sunday yesterday.
He did. Destroyed it. Everyone was like, yeah, brackets. Who am I going to pick? I got to fill. Oh, what? Oh, Tom Brady.
Do you think people actually went, oh, man, I really wanted to argue about Tennessee and they deserved a higher seed here, but I can't because of Tom Brady?
I do. I do believe that.
Do you think somebody didn't watch the selection show because of Tom Brady?
Not that, but I think it became a distraction, and it should have been all about Selection Sunday. That's all I'm saying. It should have been all about Selection Sunday, but now they had to share the spotlight with Tom. Unnecessarily.
Sam in Virginia. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure. Yep.
So the announcement yesterday from Brady, really what it did for me was – you know, obviously a huge goofy side story to his retirement was not thanking the Patriots enough, right? And the whole Patriot fan base going crazy. Well, now, yesterday proved to me that when he did his retirement, quote unquote, that was just to retire from the Buccaneers. You know, he thanked the fan base, he thanked the Buccaneers, but the fact that he didn't really thank the Patriots and make a big announcement about his football career, now that shows me he was just kind of trying to retire from the Buccaneers. He knew he wanted to keep playing. The story of McKenzie would have been playing with the 49ers. That was most surprising to me that he came back with the Buccaneers here.
Yeah. Those are all fair points there. But I don't think Brady was like, oh, my gosh, I haven't had the spotlight on me in a couple of weeks. I need that spotlight. I've got to have that spotlight. I just think the timing was due to free agency. So I'm going to blame the NFL for having free agency right on top of March Madness and Selection Sunday, Todd.
You can do that.
Okay.
But my notes suggest that today was NFL free agency legal tampering period, noon today, and then Wednesday, official NFL free agency starts. These are the dates, Monday and Wednesday. Somehow it bled into Selection Sunday and started actually over the weekend, unbeknownst to anybody.
I like that this truly bothers you, that it's not something
it
that...
It was my first and second and third reaction. Really? On Selection Sunday, this is when you're going to say this.
All right, our play of the day is up next. More phone calls. We'll talk about Brady's so-called last touchdown pass because somebody just paid a lot of money for that football. Oops. Back after this. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation broke ground on its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's the first of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. So together, families can heal. A special place where families know that these neighbors understand and care. A community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life together. The foundation's Do Good Village is going to help these families beyond measure. And it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. I'll tell you how you can help. America's greatest heroes and their families trying to heal together, and you can help make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good. Never forget the sacrifices of our heroes and what they made for our country and our communities. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, number two, the letter T.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team.
a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Poppy.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play, of the day. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Grace at the three-point line. Drives on Menenga. Bowls his way to the basket. He puts it in, and he's fouled. Matt Grace with the hoop to tie the game. And a chance to give Richmond the lead with 19.1 seconds to go.
Spiders Radio Network, Matt Grace's first points of the game gave Richmond its first NCAA tournament bid since making the Sweet 16 back in 2011. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. What do U.S. News, PC Magazine, Popular Science have in common? They all rank Simply Safe Home Security as the best home security of 2021. To claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off interactive monitoring, go to simplysafedan.com. Couldn't help but think of this poor soul who spent, well, maybe not poor, but there was an auction item, and it was by Leland's, and it was supposed to be Tom Brady's final touchdown pass. And this ended yesterday afternoon, early yesterday afternoon.
Come on.
Tom Brady's last touchdown pass football, and it went for $518,000. There were 23 bids on it. And then we realized that that probably was not going to be Tom Brady's last. That's assuming he doesn't throw a touchdown pass this upcoming season. But odds are he's probably going to throw a few of them. Now, do you have to put up the money right away?
According to the Leland's website, you must pay within 30 days of close of auction or else they will charge your credit card. Now, that's probably for like things that cost $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. I don't know if people could put $518,000 on their credit card.
Okay.
But he has to pay for it. He or she has to pay for it within 30 days.
Well, what if they'd say, I can't pay?
There must be a pre-approval process to be a bidder or something this high end. That's what also says on the website. Or that's what people are speculating.
Because if I'm this person, then I somehow find a way to not pay for it.
Can he say, I'm not getting what was advertised?
It wasn't Tom's last touchdown pass. Now, should they have said ever? If they would have put last touchdown pass ever, this just says last touchdown pass. I'm curious if there's a lawyer listening who would be able to argue the case on the side of the person who spent $500,000. Now, I'm assuming if you've got $500,000, like your net worth is not $600,000. Like, I don't think you said to your wife, I'm putting it all in. I'm going all in.
Kids are going to junior college.
Yes. I'm going to spend $500,000 on Tom Brady's final touchdown pass. There has to be language that I guess you could back out of this.
In the description, it says this is a historic piece. The final touchdown ball of Tom Brady's career, period. A historic event, which means past tense. It describes everything. The ball was thrown by Mike Evans in the stands. The fan who caught it gives it to Leland's. Leland's is like a consignment shop on his behalf trying to get the max dollars for it. Oh, career is in there.
You know, Dylan, one of the backroom guys, he sent out an email when he saw that this auction was going to happen and it was going to end. And Dylan said, I guess the value of that ball plummets if Brady unretires. 3 hours later, Brady unretires and the value of that ball plummets. We need to get somebody on from either Leland's or a lawyer if they were representing this person. Yeah, Paul.
Fritzy reached out to Leland's, the auction company, and said, we would like to interview the person who won the thing. And if we could provide our email if they want to contact us. And unfortunately, according to Leland's, the buyer would like to remain anonymous and is not doing interviews at this juncture.
What if it was Jalen Ramsey? Jalen Ramsey gave up the touchdown pass to Tom Brady. I like how Ramsey, as soon as Tom Brady unretired, Jalen Ramsey was excited. He's like, yeah, let somebody else be the victim of that final touchdown pass.
Is there any way to salvage this if you're the guy who wins it and you have to pay $500? You got it. It's still a somewhat important play. But it's
well, what about those investors who bought home run balls? Thinking that, well, nobody's going to surpass Mark McGwire's 70. And then Bonds, of course, hit 73. What was that? Todd McFarlane?
Yeah.
He spent all that money?
Yeah.
Didn't he created Spawn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he had the money, but it was at the time you're going, you're going to spend that kind of money on that baseball? Yeah, nobody's ever going to hit more than 70. Mark in Nebraska. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Good, Dan. Long time no talk. Worst of the weekend, my Creighton Blue Jays falling to Villanova after absolutely wiping the floor with Providence in the round prior.
Yep.
Best of the weekend, the SCA World Championship. This is the Steak Cook-Off World Championship. 500 teams from around the world, 8 countries, I believe, met in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend. My good friend from Shiocton, Wisconsin, Scott Nardi, pulled off the win. Congratulations to him and his whole team of Cheese Curd Cartel. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, Paulie.
Thanks for stealing my best of the weekend again.
Yes, Seton.
That would be the SCA, the Steak Cook-Off Association.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Bruce in South Dakota. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Dan. First time, long time. My worst of the weekend is not how does Michigan make it into the tournament? And my best of the weekend, my South Dakota State Jackrabbits making it into the tournament. And up against that Providence team we just talked about, they got a chance. As of yesterday, they were actually favored in the 4-13.
All right. Well, thank you, Bruce. Seth Greenberg, former college coach, he works for the Mothership. We'll dive into the brackets coming up in the final hour of the show. Make sure you get involved with us. Again, Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Some of the celebrities in the bracket challenge this year, Todd?
We've got Jim Parsons, Johnny Bench, Will Ferrell, Chris Webber, Bryan Cranston, Sidney and Max Crosby, no relation, Justin Herbert, J.J. Watt, just to name a few. Kevin
So
Bacon.
We got Max Crosby of the Raiders and Sidney Crosby.
It just kind of worked out that way. We've got over 30 participants, and we have both of those Crosbys involved.
But you can sign up. We have some great gifts there, and of course, perfect college basketball playoff bracket wins $1 million. Other great prizes. We have a Traeger grill to give away, Link Soul gift card, Callaway driver to give away. Panini has given us a football mega box with their great trading cards. Go to danpatrick.com, sign up for the newsletter, enter, get all the information and the rules for that. Coming up next hour, Albert Breer, more on Tom Brady. Also, the future of Deshaun Watson. What's next for him? 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go on this Monday. Close out the first hour with our clothing sponsor, our partners, our friends at Link Soul. This is a family-operated company based in Oceanside, California. Had a chance to go out and meet the owner. The man who started it all, founded by John Ashworth, the guy who changed golf fashion forever. And this is his latest brand that he's built. So it's a lifestyle rooted in golf, but can be worn off the golf course, in and out of the ocean, hats, hoodies, shorts, pants. You're going to love the feel and the vibe. Dress it up, dress it down, we're all in. And so are the Danettes. If you're watching the show, in fact, what I have on today, that's Link Soul. Bubba Watson, friend of the show and two-time Masters champ. He actually invested in Link Soul. Alex Smith, the former quarterback and ambassador. So Link Soul, they have it. They've done it. They got it. And you have a chance to wear it as well. Feel it. LinkSoul.com. LinkSoul.com and tell me what you think.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.